Patient's name is Mary Scherer, first name M-A-R-I, last name S-H-A-R-E-R, date of birth is 2-3-1954, date of service is 1-20-2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner, history of present illness. This patient is a 67-year-old female that presents to the clinic complaining of cough, body aches, and she states that 10 days ago she was exposed to COVID. She began having a sore throat 1 week ago from Monday. She did go to a dog show and was around somebody that tested positive for COVID. Unfortunately, several of her family members began to feel sick after her, and they did test positive for COVID. So she is pretty sure that she does have COVID but wants to check. She also does need a refill on her medication and wants to discuss her diabetes meds. Allergies to morphine and Percocet. Current medication was discussed with patient and is placed in the chart. Past medical history, hypertension, diabetes, GERD, DVT, obesity, and intestinal blockage. Surgical history, hysterectomy, C-section times 3, left leg surgery, and kidney stone. Social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI. Vital signs, blood pressure, 148 over 75, heart rate 76, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.4, O2 99. She weighs 207 pounds. Physical exam, general. She's... alert, pleasant, cooperative, well nourished, well groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearls. She has no erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, and skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, COVID positive. Number 2, viral syndrome. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus type 2. Patient will go ahead and DC her glipizide medication. She states that she did go to the emergency room and had a blood sugar of 37 while on metformin and glipizide. She did stop the metformin and decided to keep taking the glipizide, but has unfortunately had additional episodes of the hypoglycemia. We're going to go ahead and stop the glipizide and have patient continue to take her metformin, 1,000 milligrams POBID, and I'll also prescribe her hydrochlorothiazide for blood pressure. Patient's COVID test did come back positive. She will follow CDC guidelines regarding quarantine and isolation. I will write the patient a Z-Pak. She states that she's actually feeling better since it has almost been 10 days, so she does refuse the injections. But if she starts to feel worse, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. She does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.